This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The White House said Wednesday three of the nation's largest consumer goods carriers, Walmart, FedEx, and UPS, along with the busiest U.S. port, the Port of Los Angeles, are beginning or at least moving towards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week service, moves designed to clear up backlogs created by disruptions to the nation's supply chain. The announcement came as U.S. President Joe Biden hosted what the White House has called a virtual roundtable with representatives from shipping companies, retailers, and port workers unions to discuss ways to move more goods around the country faster. As the nation emerges from the pandemic, many U.S. industries have experienced difficulties obtaining raw materials and retailers receiving finished products in their stores. White House officials say much of the problem has been driven by increased demand from consumers and shippers getting back up to speed after shutting down for at least part of the pandemic. Senior Biden administration officials say they're seeking similar 24/7 commitments from major U.S. retailers like Target and Home Depot, among others, to help clear up the backlog of consumer orders. The White House COVID response team reported Wednesday vaccination rates in the United States have risen by 20% and case numbers and deaths from the virus have dropped since private businesses and public institutions adopted COVID-19 vaccine requirements directed by the Biden administration. During a virtual briefing, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients said 77% of eligible U.S. residents have now received at least one vaccination. Zients said since the president first announced vaccination requirements in July, the number of unvaccinated U.S. residents has dropped by about a third, from 97 million to 66 million. Also at the briefing, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rachel Walensky said the 7-day daily average of COVID-19 cases fell 12%.